Kelly Clarkson's Greatest Hits Chapter 1 in stores now. Ms. Clarkson calling into the Ralphie Show for her first time. Kelly, you know, I saw you on the AMAs a couple weeks ago, and thank you so much for making the time again. But you did the medley of all the tracks from the years and all the hits, and man, it was just one after another. That must have been some type of nice little, like, time warp for you, huh?
I mean, what's funny is the whole thing was my idea to kind of do a medley, but I didn't really realize, like, it's kind of hard to invest in a song when you're singing 30 seconds of it. So, yeah, I was like, you know, once the crowd would be going and singing along, then we'd be like, oh, just kidding, another song. And then they'd be going and singing, oh, just kidding, another song. Like, it would be like, it was just kind of, you know, different for me. So, I mean, who would have thought I'd be singing Miss Independent? You know, that was a single 10 years ago, so.
And I don't know if you had a chance to maybe, like, go back on Twitter and see some of the comments, but when you started singing Miss Independent, I'm pretty sure every woman that I follow on Twitter started going, like, heck yeah, that is my jam still.
Isn't that funny? I know, people afterwards, that's the song everybody was, like, not Stronger or Sent You From God or Catch My Breath. It was, like, everybody that, like, has been talking to me is, like, oh, my God, I totally forgot about Miss Independent. That was my jam in high school. And then I'm like, oh, really? You're going to date me?
Kelly, it's funny you bring that up, because when I first heard that you were coming out with a Greatest Hits album, I'm like, man, really? Like, I started even feeling a little dated then.
Oh, no. Well, and it's quite young, you know, to have a Greatest Hits. So, I mean, when the label brought it up to me, I was like, seriously? I'm not over. Like, I'm, you know, because usually, like, a Greatest Hits would be, like, someone older that's like, and this is what we're doing because we can't do anything else or something. You know, I don't know, it kind of freaked me out. That's why I called it Chapter 1, because I was like, no, there's going to be more, so.
You know what? Wow, thank you for just answering my next question. That's amazing. I figured maybe, like, it was, you know, to signify the fact that, A, you're not over. Does it serve maybe, Kelly, too, as, like, a motivating factor? Like, okay, now I got to put out a Chapter 2, so I got to bust my butt again for another 10 years, or no?
It's inspiring, I guess. And also, like, you know what? The past decade is going to be so different from the next decade for me. Like, you know, your 20s are just so difficult and, like, very much a roller coaster ride. Like, there's some awesome things in there, but there's also some, like, oh, God, please get to my 30s. So, I think it's going to be just a new chapter for me, too. So, you know, personally. So I kind of thought it was fitting.
Absolutely. Kelly Clarkson here on The Ralphie Show. You've done a couple different country collaborations. I was reading a couple articles that your label sent me, and one was from the Associated Press, and it was interesting. I had no idea that you've been trying to do collaborations and duets with a lot of pop artists, and the only person that said yes is Daughtry?
That's the only person.
I am just with your track record, with the fact that in 10 years you were able to release this Greatest Hits album, I'm probably as shocked as you.
No, I mean, and honestly, I don't get shocked, because still people are busy. Like, you know, it's a lot easier for me to collaborate with, you know, I've been way more collaborating in country music, and that's because, you know, a lot of us in pop music, we have to travel the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to go to so many different countries and fit everything in. And so I know a lot of people are busy, but everyone can't be busy, right?
Right. Well, no. Well, yeah. And especially in this day and age where, and I don't know if you've dealt with this at all, you collaborate with somebody and you don't even maybe meet them, or maybe meet them in person because of the technology and the fact that everything can be done so remotely now.
You know what? I'm a little different. I would like to, like, you know, be in the studio and, like, actually have fun and make it a cool moment. So I don't know,
I can't put my finger on it, but I think you just go in the complete opposite direction and you drop a single with, like, Flo Rida, and you're just like, there, take that, pop music.
No,
peace.
Like, one of my people, like, that I was trying to work with too is, like, either Bruno Mars or Lil Wayne. I had this different songs for both of them, but I mean, it was just kind of a cool random kind of thing. But yeah, no, nothing ever works out. And in both of their defenses, they were both working on a tour at the time. So,
gotcha.
You know, it's just hard to, like, you know, match up with people and be able to actually be in the same place.
Awesome. And obviously now that it is the holiday season, well, I mean, what are you most looking forward to now with Thanksgiving and Christmas right around the corner?
You know what? I'm really excited. This is my boyfriend and I, both of our first Christmas, we have a new house together. So it's our first Christmas together and, like, in a new house. And we're pretty excited about, we've decorated and done all that stuff. And, you know, it's just fun. It's the first Christmas for us. So we're trying to do some first Christmas traditions.
You said after the Ellen interview that he was going to, or during the Ellen interview, that he was going to make fun of you because of what you said during the interview. Did he or no? Did he give you a hard time?
I was such a girl. I had such a girl moment. Well, I wasn't prepped. I didn't even know we were going to be talking about that. So, like, all of a sudden it was just like, oh, what are you thankful for? And then, you know, I'm so, like, whatever literally I'm thinking comes out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, well, I'm thankful I'm not going to be alone. So I was like, you know, it's awesome to be the youngest in my family and everyone's married with children. And I'm, like, the black sheep that travels the world alone. So it's awesome that I won't be alone. So that's, and it sounded like so pathetic that I like almost started crying. And I was like, this is horrible.
You know what, Kelly? That's what makes you so endearing to your fans, though. You know that, right? The fact that you are just a regular person.
Well, I guess. I don't know why, but yeah, it's pretty embarrassing. So.
No, it was a very honest moment. We need more of those. Greatest Hits, Chapter 1. It's in stores now. Kelly Clarkson here on The Ralphie Show. Thank you so much for the time.
Oh, thank you. You too.